Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
The 71st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show happening July 21st, 22nd in Norman at the Embassy Suites. A tremendous set of speakers, including closing keynoter meteorologist Matt Makins, with a long-term outlook on the potential of an El Nino. Also speaking, Texas rancher Donald Brown, NCBA President Todd Wilkinson, and more. Register online at okcattlemen.org. OCA's Convention and Trade Show, July 21st, 22nd, Norman.
Well, Oklahoma's already seen some crazy weather patterns this storm season, and OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said we can't ignore El Nino and La Nina.
And that's weather patterns that go around the world that determines where crop conditions are good and where crop conditions are bad. We probably should leave that to the Mesonet guys to discuss and explain what El Nino and La Nina is. I want to spend time talking about Russia, China, and Brazil. In 1972, the average annual price of wheat was $1.35. By 74, it was at $4. Corn was $1.60 in 72, and by 1974, peaked out for an average annual price at $3. Soybeans went from $4.40 to $7. What we saw was China entered the market in 1972, and then Russia came in and purchased products in 73. And China and Russia have been impacting our market since that time period. Early on and through the 80s and 90s as buyers, and now as buyers and suppliers.
Anderson also said Brex is very important and comes into play.
Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America created a group called BRICS. Their goal was for Brazil and Russia to control and be major players in the crop markets, and for China and India to control and be major players in manufacturing. And what have we seen? Russia is the number one exporter of wheat, and for all practical purposes, our wheat price is determined in the Black Sea markets, voila Russia.
So what does this mean for Oklahoma producers?
How has Oklahoma farmers adapted to these changes? What we've seen over the last 25, 30 years is wheat acres and production declining in Oklahoma, corn acres and bean acres and production of these two crops increasing, and we've seen Oklahoma cropland be converted to pasture for beef production.
And what advice do you have for Oklahoma producers?
Oklahoma producers must continue to adjust to change, and I want to finish by a quote from Peter Drucker. There are no solutions with respect to the future. There are only choices between courses of action, each imperfect, each risky, and each involving different costs. But nothing can help the producer more than to know what alternatives are available and what they imply. And that's what Oklahoma State University will do. We will help you identify the alternatives you have and what they imply to your farming operation.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show Sun Up, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.